And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 24th of December, 2011, Christmas Eve. It was on this day, 1914, the last known Christmas truce occurred along the Western Front during World War I. In the week leading up to Christmas, soldiers all over the battlefields had been decorating their trenches with candles and trimmings when groups of German and British soldiers began shouting Merry Christmas to each other, singing songs to each other. And then, on Christmas Eve, the men of the Western Front on both sides declared an informal truce, and soldiers from both sides left their trenches to meet in no man's land, where they mingled, exchanged tobacco, chocolate, sometimes even the buttons from their uniforms. They played football, they sang Christmas carols, they buried the dead together as the truce lasted through the night, and then the shooting resumed. It's the birthday of the mystery writer Mary Higgins Clark, New York City, 1927. Her father died when she was 11. Her mother took in boarders to make ends meet. Mary worked as a hotel switchboard operator, dreamed about how life would be one day when she became a famous writer. She married, she had five children, her husband died, and to get by, Mary Higgins Clark wrote radio scripts, and then a novel about George Washington, which did not sell well, but it proved to her that she could write a book. So she thought, now I'll try one that will sell. And she wrote her first suspense story, Where Are the Children? 1975 it came out. It was a bestseller. She's written more than 40 bestsellers, writes at least one new one every year, and has no plans to slow down. And it's the birthday of the poet Dana Gioia, born Hawthorne, California, 1950, Stanford Business School grad, vice president at General Foods. His first book of poems was Daily Horoscope, 1986, and then he left the business world to write poetry and criticism and to serve as chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts, where he began a program that put professional theater companies on tour to bring Shakespeare to more than 1 million students who had never seen live theater before. Here are two little poems for Christmas Eve, this poem by Ann Porter entitled December. Out in the middle of the lake, some men who work for the village have moored a floating Christmas tree. At night, I see it from my bedroom window. It rocks a little, drifts a little in the wind from the ocean, a fiery cone of jewels. And this poem by David Wagner, Gift Wrapping. Already imagining her unwrapping it, I fold the corners, putting paper and ribbon between her and this small box. I could hand it over out in the open. Why bother to catch her eye with floss and glitter? Looking manhandled, it lies there like something lost in the mail, the bow on backwards. And minutes from now, she will have seen what it is. But between her guesswork and the lifting of the lid, I can delay all disappointments. The give and take of love is in the immediate present again, though I can't remember myself what's in it for her. Gift Wrapping by David Wagner, from his collected poems 1956 to 1976, published by Indiana University Press, and December by Ann Porter, from An Altogether Different Language, published by Zoland Books, and both used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can follow them on Twitter at @PoetryFound, and by Hyperion Books, publisher of Jacqueline Kennedy, Historic Conversations on Life with John F. Kennedy, the 1964 interviews in a book with CDs with a foreword by Caroline Kennedy. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.